The combined sewer overflow project consists of three tunnels that divert flows of sewage during heavy rain away from Narragansett Bay and rivers to a wastewater treatment facility. Construction of the third tunnel was supposed to start as early as next year, but the Narragansett Bay Commission, or NBC, has pushed back the project. The agency says it is addressing concerns about the cost of nearly $800 million slated to be passed on to local residents and businesses. NBC spokeswoman Jamie Sammons says they have been in talks with Rhode Island's Department of Environmental Management for the past year and a half to make the project more affordable.
We're not surprised that with a project of this magnitude, nearly $800 million, that both the NBC and DEM would want to take the time in front of the construction to really work all of these things out.
Sammons says NBC and DEM should reach an agreement before the end of the summer. She says construction is now expected to start in 2021 at the earliest. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.